worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 0 points. Question 7 is worth 20 points. Question 8 is worth 10 points. Question 9 is worth 0 points. Question 10 is worth 0 points. The top 5 team standings as of hour 41, question 8, are: in 5th place with 6,965 points is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. In 4th place with 7,175 points is Graduates of a Lesser God. In 3rd place with 7,675 points is the Knights of Neek. In 2nd place with 8,230 points is Return of Sloopy X, tied with Network. In 1st place with 8,320 points is Tin Man. The team winning this hour's grocery bag giveaway is Upper Lords of Triviaism. The grocery bag giveaway is provided by County Market and Domino's. Bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with the ID number in it down to the 90FM studios to pick up your certificates for this hour's grocery bag giveaway. Again, the winner of this hour's grocery bag giveaway is Upper Lords of Triviaism. And now, question 1, hour 43. What is the name of the only member of the Knights of Prosperity who was able to jump a fence? Once again, question 1, hour 43. What is the name of the only member of the Knights of Prosperity who was able to jump a fence?
Wait a minute. Stop. Did something go wrong with the on-air this?
I switched over in the mic.
So the points never went over the air?
Not the first time.
Not at all. So you read the point values all over again.
Everything over again?
Yeah.
Just the point values?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Point values for questions in hour 41, trivia 38. Question 1 is worth 75 points. Question 2 is worth 0 points. Question 3 is worth 20 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 0 points. Question 7 is worth 20 points. Question 8 is worth 10 points. Question 9 is worth 0 points. Question 10 is worth 0 points. Once again, point values for questions in hour 41, trivia 38. Question 1, 75 points. Question 2 is worth 0 points. Question 3 is worth 20 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 0 points. Question 7 is worth 20 points. Question 8 is worth 10 points. Question 9 is worth 0 points. Question 10 is worth 0 points. We also have a correction. Hour 40, question number 7 is worth 10 points. Once again, question number 7, hour 40 is worth 10 points. Top 5 team standings as of hour 41, question 8. In 5th place with 6,965 points is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. In 4th place with 7,175 points is Graduates of a Lesser God. In 3rd place with 7,675 points is the Knights of Neek. In 2nd place with 8,230 points is Return of Sloopy X, tied with Network. In 1st place with 8,320 points is Tin Man. Team winning this hour's grocery bag giveaway is Upper Lords of Triviaism. The grocery bag giveaway is provided by County Market and Domino's. Bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with the ID number in it down to the 90FM studios to pick up your certificates for this hour's grocery bag giveaway. Again, the winner of this hour's grocery bag giveaway is Upper Lords of Triviaism. All right, once again, question 1, hour 43. What is the name of the only member of the Knights of Prosperity who was able to jump a fence? Once again, question 1, hour 43. What is the name of the only member of the Knights of Prosperity who was able to jump a fence? You're listening to Trivia 38 on 90FM.
Trainers on time, sitting downtown in a railway station. We are in the middle of question one for hour 43 of trivia 38. What is the name of the only member of the Knights of Prosperity who was able to jump a fence?
Time was drifting, this rock had got to roll. So I hit the road and made my getaway. Restless feeling, really got a hold.
Phones down in the back for question one of hour 43, trivia 38. What is the name of the only member of the Knights of Prosperity who was able to jump a fence? The answer is Esperanza. The answer to question one of hour 43 of trivia 38 is Esperanza. We have a group A trivia stone clue number 10. This is trivia stone group A clue number 10. From where you are, go past the Arthur Brown hit. Go past the drum with the chimney. Now turn right. Now turn right. Go past the goose and the sunflowers. Continue past the bunnies and the red fire hydrant, the rooster, and the spare tire. Turn right after the sailboat. Now turn left. Go past the deer and the grouse. Now turn right. Go past the deer, the loons, and the deer. Now turn left. 90FM reminds all trivia players to drive carefully and obey all traffic laws when participating in any of the traveling questions. The clues are very obvious, but will require cleverness on the team's players' parts. This year's Trivia Stone is made possible in part from a grant from the Portage County Gazette, Portage County's locally owned and locally written weekly newspaper featuring trivia teams and scores. In this Friday's edition, Our Store, proud to support Trivia 38 with our new store at the entrance to Village Park Shopping Center in Plover. Dreamweaver's Bridal, experience the difference. 2824 Post Road, Stevens Point, 344-1181, and online at dreamweaversbridal.com, and Applied Tech Solutions, Inc., removing the boundaries between you and technology, 1313 2nd Street, downtown Stevens Point. Once again, that trivia stone clue for Group A, number 10, from where you are, go past the Arthur Brown hit. Go past the drum with the chimney, now turn right. Now turn right. Go past the goose and the sunflowers, continue past the bunnies, the red fire hydrant, the rooster, and the spare tire. Turn right after the sailboat, now turn left. Go past the deer and the grouse, now turn right. Go past the deer, the loons, and the deer, now turn left. 90FM reminds all trivia players to drive carefully and obey all traffic laws when participating in any of the traveling questions. The clues are very obvious, but we require cleverness on the team's players' part. This year's Trivia Stone is made possible in part from a grant of the Portage County Gazette. Portage County's locally owned and locally written weekly newspapers featuring trivia teams and scores in this Friday's edition. Our store, proud to support Trivia 38 with our new store at the entrance to Village Park Shopping Center in Plover. Dreamweaver's Bridal, experience the difference, 2824 Post Road, Stevens Point, 344-1181, and online at dreamweaversbridal.com. The Applied Tech Solutions, Inc., removing the boundaries between you and technology, 1313 2nd Street, downtown Stevens Point, 344-3703.
54-hour trivia marathon, just not enough for you? How about 54 hours of the Beatles? It's Beatles Fest, May 4th through the 6th on 90FM, your only alternative.
Trivia 38 and John Harry.
Question 2 of Hour 43, Trivia 38. When the big screen animated turtle named Vern senses trouble, a strange thing happens to him. What is it that happens to Vern when he senses trouble? Once again, question 2, Hour 43, Trivia 38. When the big screen animated turtle named Vern, senses trouble, a strange thing happens to him. What is the thing that happens to Vern when he senses trouble? Good luck for the world's largest trivia contest. Question two of hour 43. We're in the middle of it. When the big screen animated turtle named Vern senses trouble, a strange thing happens to him. What is it that happens to Vern when he senses trouble? Question two of hour 43. Phones down. When the big screen animated turtle named Vern senses trouble, a strange thing happens to him. What is it that happens to Vern when he senses trouble? The answer is his tail tingles. The answer to question two of hour 43 is his tail tingles. It's now time for music question number three. Music question number three is snippets of eight songs. You should use form number three included in the new Trivia Times to write the titles of the songs in the order they are played. Each of the songs is equivalent to a question, and points will be awarded accordingly. The answer sheets are to be turned into the 90FM studios between 6:30 and 7:30 p.m. Sunday. The song titles will be listed on the air at 8 p.m. tonight. Please remember to include your team ID number on the answer sheet. This year's music questions are made possible by grants from Music Quest, Musician Supply, 1101 Brilowski Road, Stevens Point, 3446900. Whether you're an aspiring musician or a seasoned professional, we have the right gear at the right price. Our store, with our new store at the entrance to Village Park Shopping Center in Plover, our store is your store. Grazzi's Italian Grill, fresh from scratch, located at 5327 Highway 10 East, 345-7808. And forthcoming dance space, 841 Clark Street, Stevens Point, 344-6127. Learning to walk sets you in motion. Learning to dance sets you free. Here now is trivia music question number three. on to question 3, hour 43, trivia 38. Once again, it is time to get out your copy of the new Trivia Times. What is the first and last name of the young woman in picture number 20? Question 3, hour 43, trivia 38. Once again, it is time to get out your copy of the new Trivia Times. What is the first and last name of the young woman in picture 20? Picture number 20, excuse me. Good luck.
Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want.
Listen to me.
Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should.
Question 3, hour 43, trivia 38. Once again, it is time to get out your copy of the new Trivia Times. What is the first and last name of the young woman in picture 20?
Thank you.
down, phones down in the back for question 3 of our 43. Phones down. Once again, it is time to get out your copy of the new Trivia Times. What is the first and last name of the young woman in picture number 20? The answer is Molly B. The answer to question 3 of our 43 is Molly B.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery. Proud to present Rock the Brewery 2007, Saturday, June 9th. Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point. St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group, your local access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org. And the UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point, connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu/alumni.
On to question 4, hour 43, trivia 38. Almond's Fine Ales is prominently displayed on a sign in the kitchen of what television sitcom? Once again, question 4, hour 43, trivia 38. Almond's Fine Ales is prominently displayed on a sign in the kitchen of what television sitcom? Good luck from 90 FM. We are in the middle of question 4, hour 43, trivia 38. Almond's Fine Ales is prominently displayed on the sign in the kitchen of what television sitcom?
Turn.
down, phones down in the back for question four, hour 43, trivia 38. Allman's Fine Ales is prominently displayed on a sign in the kitchen of what television sitcom? The answer is How I Met Your Mother. The answer to question number four of hour 43 is How I Met Your Mother. Moving on to question five, hour 43, trivia 38. What is the brand and product name of the product which in television advertising is said to have Caterpillar Flex? Question five, hour 43, once again. What is the brand and product name of the product which, in television advertising, is said to have Caterpillar Flex? Good luck from 90.
I rode my bicycle past your window last night. I roller skated to your door at daylight. It almost seems like you're avoiding me.
Question number five of hour 43. What is the brand and product name of the product which, in television advertising, is said to have Caterpillar Flex?
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear words they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. People stopping still. I can't see their faces, only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Sailing on summer breeze and skipping over the
like a stone. Everybody's talking at me. Can't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. I won't let you leave my love behind.
Phones down, phones down for question five of hour 43. What is the brand and product name of the product which in television advertising is said to have Caterpillar Flex? The answer is Pampers Baby Dry. The answer to question five of hour 43 is Pampers Baby Dry. Moving on to question six of hour 43, trivia returns. What is the first and last name of the athlete who set in women's aviation... who set the women's aviation duration world record by sailing her hot air balloon for 15 hours and 11 minutes. And in the process setting this record, she floated from McAllister, Oklahoma to Wellborn, Texas. Once again, question number six, hour 43. What is the first and last name of the athlete who set the women's aviation duration record by sailing her hot air balloon for 15 hours and 11 minutes? And in the process of setting this record, she floated from McAllister, Oklahoma to Wellborn, Texas. Good luck from 90 FM.
Standing on the corner, watching all the girls go by. Standing on the corner, watching all the girls go by. Brother, you don't know a night's her occupation. Matter of fact, neither do I. Then standing on the corner, watching all the girls, watching all the girls, watching all the girls go by.
I'm the cat that got the cream. Haven't got a girl, but I can dream. Haven't got a girl, but I can wish. So I take me down to Main Street. And that's where I select my imaginary dish.
Standing on the corner, watching all the girls go by. Standing on the corner, giving all the girls the eye. Brother, if you've got a rich imagination, give it a whirl. Give it a try. Try standing on the corner, watching all the girls, watching all the girls, watching all the girls go by.
Saturday, and I'm so broke. Haven't got a girl, and that's no joke. Still I'm living like a millionaire when I take me down to Main Street.
We're in the midst of question number six, hour 43, trivia 38. What is the first and last name of the athlete who set the women's aviation duration world record by sailing her hot air balloon for 15 hours and 11 minutes? In the process of setting this record, she floated from McAllister, Oklahoma to Wellborn, Texas.
Do you want to dance?
down. Phones down in the back for question six about hour 43 of Trivia 38. What is the first and last name of the athlete who set the women's aviation duration world record by sailing her hot air balloon for 15 hours and 11 minutes? In the process of setting this record, she floated from McAllister, Oklahoma to Wellborn, Texas. The answer is Jetta Shantz. The answer to number six, question six of hour 43, is Jetta Shantz. Moving right along to question seven of hour 43, Trivia Returns. When this band began reforming under the name Alias, the lead vocalist was offered a song. He wanted it for a future album. He was then given a 30-day hold on the song, which expired. Ultimately, this number one song was recorded by another band. What is the name of this song? Once again, question 7, hour 43, trivia 38. When this band began reforming under the name Alias, the lead vocalist was offered a song. He wanted it for a future album. He was then given a 30-day hold on the song, which expired. Ultimately, this song, number one song, is recorded by another band. What is the name of this song? Good luck from 90 FM! In the middle of question 7, hour 43, trivia 38, when this band began reforming under the name Alias, the lead vocalist was offered a song. He wanted it for a future album. He was then given a 30-day hold on the song, which expired. Ultimately, this number one song was recorded by another band. What is the name of this song?
Red and blue, cause I can do the boogaloo. I'm lost, can't do my thing, and that's why I sing. Gimme, gimme that thing. Thank you.
Microphones down in the back for question 7, hour 43, trivia 38. When this band began reforming under the name Alias, the lead vocalist was offered a song. He wanted it for a future album. He was given a 30-day hold on the song, which expired. Ultimately, this number one song was recorded by another band. What is the name of this song? The answer is When I See You Smile. The answer to number 7 of hour 43 is When I See You Smile. Moving on to question 8, hour 43, trivia 38. What is the last name of the television sitcom couple whose dog is named Claude? Once again, question 8 of hour 43. What is the last name of the television sitcom couple whose dog is named Claude? Good luck.
Rain, rain, telephone rang. Somebody said, baby, what you doing? I've been wondering where you've been. Now and then, I think about you and me.
Of question 8 of hour 43. What is the last name of the television sitcom couple whose dog is named Claude?
Oh, rapid roll that stock car, boy, he's too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes rolled up in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I say, baby. He got another one that just say, hey. Whatever Sunday afternoon is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. Oh, rapid roar, that stock car boy, he's the best driver in the land. He said that he learned to race a stock car by running shine out of Alabama. Oh, the demolition derby and the figure eight, it's easy money on the bank. Compared to running from the man in Oklahoma City with a 500-gallon tank. Baby.